Jambo, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Safari Mike's Planet Watch, where we take a quick look at an animal or a conservation issue, or in some instances, a zoo and aquarium. And we do a little bit of a deep dive for the particular animals. And today we are going to be talking about leopards. This was a request of a fan who emailed us at jomboverone@gmail.com. I'd like to thank Phil for the idea. And we'll also be doing jaguars based upon his request. But before we dive a little bit into leopards, I do want to talk to you about our Tee Public store, which is you can find it on the show notes here in this show, or any of our shows really, as well as on our social media pages at JomboverOne on Twitter, or Safari_Mike, or Disney's Animal Kingdom on Instagram. Check it out in the profile. You'll get the link and you'll see all of our interesting designs, such as the Pangani Forest Trail, the Dawa Bar, the Kidani Village, and many others. So take a look, and anything that you purchase, all the proceeds, every dime we make, it goes to conservation. And we are now donating our money to gorilla conservation through the Diane Fossey Gorilla Research and Conservation Education Center in Africa, GRACE. So check that out, and know that every dime you make goes to conservation. And obviously wear it around the parks, and people will pointed out. I've worn the t-shirts many times around the parks, and it got pointed out. In fact, the manager at GECO came out to see my GECO shirt at one point. So it makes for interesting conversation with cast members when you're there. But now let's talk a little bit about leopards. And one of the things about the leopards is that they are one of the big five, as they say, of the African savanna, along with lions, rhinos, elephants, and water buffalo. Leopards are not found at Disney's Animal Kingdom like some of the others that I just listed. Leopards, however, come from a huge area of Earth. They are found in so many different habitats. They are found throughout Africa and into Asia. They are found in jungles and in the savanna, where, you know, we see many of the films and pictures of leopards. But not only that, but they're found up in mountains and in deserts. They are the smallest of the large cats. They are similar looking to jaguars, but if you ever see a jaguar and a leopard together, you'll notice two things. One is that the jaguar is stockier and bigger, for sure, weighs much more. And also the patterns, well, they both are kind of tawny with black spots, or darkish brown to black spots. The rosette, as they're called, kind of a flower pattern of these spots. Jaguars actually have a dot in the center of theirs, while leopards do not. Now, why are they built like this, so to speak, in terms of their fur and stuff like that? It's camouflage. In fact, if you see leopards on the savanna versus ones in the jungle, for example, the ones in the jungle are much darker. And of course, we've all heard of black panthers and the like. Black panther is just a leopard that has a much darker fur, almost black. But if you ever seen a black panther in real life at a zoo, or perhaps, you know, in the wild, if you're lucky enough, you will see that if you look closely, you can actually see the spots still within that black fur. Leopards are considered sort of an apex predator. They're not really, though, because unlike other apex predators, leopards are actively hunted. They have been known to be hunted and killed and eaten by both hyenas and lions in Africa, as well as tigers in Asia. They are found, like I said, in deserts and mountains too, and they are perfectly adapted to very arid areas. Leopards have been known to go 10 days without drinking water. They will sleep during the day. This is particularly true in the non-jungle habitats of the desert and the savanna, where it can get awfully hot with the height of the sun. Leopards are also, unlike most cats are very good swimmers, similar to tigers, although not quite as waterbound as tigers. Leopards are will readily jump into water and swim. They are extremely athletic. They can leap up to 20 feet, and they can jump up straight up in the air 10 feet. They can run up to 36 miles per hour in some instances. And they are very strong as well, as they can drag a large kill 50 feet or so up into a tree. And that kill could be heavier than they are. It could be a large antelope. They like to hide their prey up in trees to keep it away from lions and hyenas, who cannot get that high up into the tree. Of course, like other cats, leopards have great vision, hearing, and they also have whiskers, which they use more often really than their sense of smell. They are solitary for the most part, although there will be a territorial in some degree. Males will follow females around for several days before they actually breed. They do not stay together afterwards. A pregnant female will then find a cave or, you know, someplace thick in the vegetation in the jungle where she will have her cubs and then raise them for a time. Leopard cubs are like your little kitten. They like to play stalk and pounce and chase as they learn how to be a leopard from their mother. The young leopards usually head out on their own after they've been about a year old, sometimes up to a year and a half old. Leopards do roar, but it is very rare. Their voice is more kind of like a barking sound than really a roar. Leopards are frequently killed by poachers, and in some areas they are losing, obviously, habitat. It's particularly true where they, the ones that live in the jungle. They are considered, depending on which subspecies, they are considered either endangered or threatened. And in tigers, like I said, can be found all the way up into Siberia, where the Amur leopard, the largest of the leopards, is found. It is also the most endangered. Well, I hope you enjoyed a little bit about the leopard. We will be doing another Safari Mike soon about the jaguar. So thanks, Phil, for that request. And if anybody else has a request on a show topic for Radio Harambe or for a Safari Mike episode, please feel free to email us at johnboeveryone@gmail.com or feel free to DM me on Twitter. I'm at johnboeveryone on Twitter or X. And again, I direct your attention to our TeePublic page, our store, where you can get all sorts of cool Disney Animal Kingdom and Animal Kingdom Lodge designs. And as I said at the beginning, every dime we make goes to conservation. So thanks for listening. Kwaharini. And go well.